We're born in this world, feud and full of trouble, blooming as a flower, passing like a shade. This road that I travel, sometimes rough and rocky, but Jesus walking with me, I know I've got it made. I'm on the short end of the journey, by the blood of Jesus, I'm safe forevermore. I'm on the short end of the journey, my name is in the book, destination heaven show. When Jesus came to earth, he knew his father's plan. He knew that he would have to die to save the soul of man. They laid him in a borrowed tomb with guards there, you see. He rose up to prepare the way for our journey. I'm in the short end of the journey, by the blood of Jesus, I'm safe forevermore. I'm on the short end of the journey, my name is in the book, destination heaven sure.
There from over in Walling, Tennessee, that's Midnight Cry, a good song, Short End of the Journey. Folk, I realize that I've lived longer than I have to live. You say, well, how can you know that? Well, I'll be 63 years old on July 30th, so I don't believe I'll live to be 126. But you know what? I'm going to live forever because I'm on the short end of the journey, going to that place of eternal life because I accepted Christ as my Savior, October 1970. Life has never been the same for me since then, and I'm thankful for His saving grace. He's willing to save those that will come to Him. I've had people say, well, I can't be saved. I've done too many bad things. I'm glad to report to you, friend, He will save you from your sins. When He speaks to your heart, if you'll come to Him, He'll forgive you of your sins. I believe that. And it feels pretty good to know you're on the short end of the journey. Death does not worry me one little bit. Life concerns me. I hate pain. I hate suffering. But death is not. It's going to be a victorious time. And it's a home-going celebration when we get to go home to that wonderful place called heaven. All right. Well, we got some more songs lined up for you. Songs I hope will bless your heart. And group of young folk from over around, they are in the outer reaches of northern mountains of North Carolina, called Glendale Springs, North Carolina, and they go by the name Calvary Reflections.
Well, I came into this world, I just can't recall. I don't remember anything about my birth at all. But on my knees one night in prayer, I never will regret. I've had a birth I can't remember, and one I can't forget. Over to the world, it made no difference. Some even frowned, but the angels, they rejoiced when my name was written down. Unworthy of His mercy, but still He paid my debt. I've had a birth I can't remember, and one I can't forget. paper, it never made the evening news. When I took off the old man and God put on the new, my sin was cast to forgetfulness as the east is from the west. I've had a birth I can't remember and one I can't forget. Over to the world, it made no difference. Some even frowned, but the angels, they rejoiced when my name was written down. Unworthy of His mercy, but still He paid my debt. I've had a birth I can't remember, one I can't forget. Over to the world, it made no difference. Some even frowned, but the angels, they rejoiced when my name was written down. Unworthy of His mercy, but still He paid my debt. I've had a birth I can't remember, and one I can't forget. I've had a birth I can't remember, and one I can't forget.
That's Calvary Reflections from over in Glendale Springs, North Carolina. It's called The Second Birth. I'm glad, friend, to report to you I've had one birth I can't remember, but I've had one I just can't forget. That's a good song. Well, going back over around Sparta, Tennessee, I got a lot of music friends in that area. Brother Tim Davis, I've known Tim, met him several years ago. I like this one. Sounds like home to me.
Somewhere just across the Jordan River is a place of everlasting joy and peace, where the tree of life is blooming there forever, and a crown of life is waiting there for me. That sounds like home to me, like where I want to be. There'll be no tears to fill our eyes again. The hills will echo with the story as we sing of His grace and glory, where the saints of God will be. That sounds like home to me. They say there's mansions there inside that city, a crystal river flowing by the tree of life. No pain or disappointments there to hurt us, and Jesus Christ Himself will be the light. That sounds like home to me, like where I want to be. There'll be no tears to fill our eyes again. The hills will echo with the story as we sing of His grace and glory, where the saints of God will be. That sounds like home to me. That sounds like home to me. Like where I want to be, there'll be no tears to fill our eyes again. The hills will echo with the story as we sing of His grace and glory, where the saints of God will be. That sounds like home to me. Where the saints of God will be, that sounds like home to me.
Brother Tim Davis from Sparta, Tennessee. That sounds like home to me. Coming up, we've got Brother Jeff Talbert. Known Jeff for many years also.
They told me that Jesus would carry my burdens. They said that he safely and surely would pilot me through. They told me to cast my cares completely upon him. And I found all they said about Jesus is true. Roadside one day, someone told him Jesus of Nazareth was passing his way. He heard everybody who met him forever was changed. And with a touch from the Master's great hand, I believe he proclaimed, he's more than
that. I'd just like to back it up and play it all over again. He's more than anybody ever could tell. You know, I've thought about how the Lord has been so gracious and good to me over the years. I've had a lot of sickness, 20-some surgeries, cancer survivor. He has never failed me, has never let me down. He never has, nor never will. I'm depending on him. Friends, I'm out of time, and I got to go. Thank you for being along with us. That is our time for this time. So until the next time, this is Roger Boone. Saying goodbye, and may the Lord richly, richly bless you is our sincere prayer.
You've been listening to It's Gospel Time with Roger Boone. If you have special prayer requests or if you would like to be a part of this ministry, please send all correspondence to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And thanks for listening.